This special Christmas reading is from a book called Every Moment Holy, Volume 1. It's a liturgy for setting up a Christmas tree. And my prayer for us as a church family is that as we decorate this holiday season, that we will be reminded of what is truly important. O Emmanuel, we would find in our traditions these reminders of the wonders of your love. First, let this fragrant tree, cut down and then raised beneath our roof, remind us how once upon a time, the High King of Heaven consented to be cut off from the glories that were his birthright, and descended instead to dwell with us in a broken world, beset by harm and evil. Praise to you, Emmanuel. Next, let the hard wood of the trunk and the outstretched branches remind us how that same heavenly King, who had entered our world on that distant night, would soon act to redeem his creation and his people in it, though it would require the stretching out of his arms upon a cross of wood, his death for our life. Praise to you, Emmanuel. Then let these evergreen boughs be a reminder of his mighty triumph over death and hell, of his resurrection unto a life eternal which will never fade, an eternal life which he has also secured for us. There is no greater gift. Praise to you, Emmanuel. Finally, as we drape the branches of this Christmas tree in glittering finery and sparkling lights, let us imagine Christ our King, seated upon his heavenly throne, arrayed in the royal raiments of his glory. And when at last we set the star atop the tree, let us imagine Christ crowned in his splendor, and all creatures in heaven and on earth bowing before him, crying, "Holy, holy, holy." Glory to you, Emmanuel. Worthy are you, O Lamb of God, to receive all glory, honor, and praise. Glory to you, Lord Christ.